What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the RND Wrestling Podcast. I'm Ryan Brower.
And I'm DJ Gruber. And today, guys, we're going to do a WWE draft.
That's right, DJ. If you guys remember in the last episode, we did a draft with all of the AEW wrestlers, and we had such a great time doing that. If you haven't seen that episode yet, recommend you guys go back and check it out. We also have a poll up on the YouTube channel where you can vote for who you think had the better roster. We need to get that poll up there with a couple more votes, you guys, and see who really has the better roster between the two of us. So now that we've done that with the AEW draft, we're now going to do a WWE draft, and we'll get into more details about that later. But yeah, DJ, it's been a minute since we've talked wrestling, the two of us. So what have you, anything you necessarily want to bring up?
Well, you know, I could complain about Penta, you know, and why he should be with AEW still, but today I'm going to change it up.
Okay.
Honestly, just good pro wrestling on AEW. Like, the promos have been good. Like, I just like seeing good pro wrestling content. Like, I can watch AEW for once and take a breath of fresh air, you know. And yeah, I just appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, this year AEW, I think, has been on fire. Like, I think this has definitely been by far one of their best years that they've had, and it's just I think it's only going to continue to get better for them. The only thing that we just need to change at this point is to just get the world championship off of John Moxley, and we're golden. All right, it's gonna be great.
What are you talking about? I love Death Riders with AEW.
I mean, Death Riders are fine, but you know, hey, I don't think they should be a world champion anymore.
Would you rather have Brock Lesnar be champion for a whole year or John Moxley for a whole year?
I'd rather it be Mox. Sorry, you have me there. I'd rather it be Mox than Brock Lesnar. Yeah, but we're not here to get into that today. What do you thought? WWE, we haven't talked about this yet. WWE bought AAA.
I heard about that. I'm sad because, you know, that guy, El Helico, that we saw one Dynamite?
Vikingo, yeah.
Vikingo, he's sadly with them. I'm like, no, they took away the prospect.
I'm actually more upset that Vikingo is in WWE now than I am upset that they bought AAA. Like, I was kind of like, okay, they bought AAA, whatever. They're trying to expand their empire, whatever.
Bro, I remember watching him with you at a Dynamite, and I'm like, sign this guy, please, ASAP. Why didn't you sign him?
Yeah, for real, for real. Well, probably because he was signed to AAA at the time is my guess there. But yeah, dude, I think it's actually interesting because I feel like WWE has kind of taken the Disney approach to when it comes to trying to make their monopoly. It's like, instead of, you know, WWE tried to make their own global, you know, localization or whatever with NXT, right? Like, they were making NXT UK. They wanted to make NXT Japan, NXT Mexico, and just completely take over the wrestling scene that way. But then since NXT UK failed and that whole expansion kind of failed in the moment, their new strategy appears to be, okay, well, let's just buy promotions that already have like pre-existing fan bases, in the same way that Disney is like, well, let's just buy all these franchises like Star Wars and Marvel. They have all their pre-existing fan bases there. We already have the content built in. We just have to expand on it now. And yeah, that kind of reminded me of that.
Like every mighty empire, there's always going to be flaws. Look at what Disney's done with everything they bought.
Yeah, oh, that's, dude, you and I could, over on Sector for Nerds, we could have a whole discussion about that in all honesty. But yeah, as far as wrestling goes, it'll be interesting to see how far this WWE expansion goes. And they clearly don't like AEW. They want it removed from existence. They want to be the only thing that exists. So they're going to do everything in their power to try and make that happen. And the weirdos online wishing for it to happen are absolutely insane.
I'll be honest, for once, I actually don't give a crap what they say online about AEW because I'm just enjoying the content, man.
Yep.
I love watching pro wrestling.
Yeah, dude, it is a great time to be a fan of AEW. Like, this year has just been a great, as we've kind of said before. You know what? It's actually kind of funny, DJ. I think WWE has their own problems to worry about right now with their creative side of things, with like The Rock going out after WrestleMania and burying the creative of like Nick Khan and Triple H and everybody. I actually have here in my email, I have a couple of different things that we can talk about here. Let me pull up this article here. Let me try to share my screen with you so you and our audience members can see it. Just give me a minute here.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
All right. The Rock explains his baffling WrestleMania 41 no-show. I made the call. I don't want to be involved. So, mind you, this was coming after the fact that, like, John Cena had one of the biggest heel turns of all time. And honestly, I think that I want that to be one of our next episodes, DJ. I was going to talk to you about maybe doing an episode of, like, the biggest heel turns in wrestling, or, like, our favorite heel turns in wrestling. John Cena having one of the biggest of all time with this faction with The Rock and Travis Scott being in there for whatever reason. Instead of The Rock showing up at me, he didn't show up on the road to WrestleMania. So people thought, like, okay, well, maybe he'll show up at Mania. Either way, I still would have thought that's stupid, because surely you would have The Rock involved if he's going to insert himself in a big storyline like this. But nope, Rock had other ideas. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been a glaring omission from the Undisputed WWE title picture since aiding in John Cena's heel turn at the Elimination Chamber. So then if we scroll down here, according to the WWE Hall of Famer, when speaking on the Pat McAfee show, this was the Tuesday after WrestleMania, mind you, The Rock never wanted to continue his involvement in the biggest angle in recent professional wrestling history. When we were moving forward with John and this idea of him getting crowned at WrestleMania and becoming 17 and being a heel champion, I knew that the best thing for the final boss, Johnson said, we've established this idea of Cody's soul. We can always come back to it. I did feel I made the call. I don't want to be involved in that. Let the final boss step back into the shadows. Let all the spotlight go on to John. I'm just going to point out right there. If you really wanted all the spotlight to be on John, then why did you insert yourself in this story to begin with? Anyway, let's go into Cody. Let's not make this about Cody's soul or John's soul. Let them do what they do. And what they did do, DJ, was have one of the worst WrestleMania main events of all freaking time, with a Travis Scott interference that made it even worse. Unbelievable. This story between both parties began thanks to Johnson's sudden reemergence after February's Royal Rumble, seeming to threat Cody Rhodes, wanting his soul. However, after Rhodes rejected Johnson alongside famed rapper Travis Scott, Cena appeared to join forces with Johnson after he won his Elimination Chamber match. This was the final time The Rock has been seen on WWE television. I called John after the Elimination Chamber, spoke to him, and I said, I think the final boss's work is done. We've established it. We just pulled off the greatest angle in the history of professional wrestling, other than Hulk Hogan turning heel back in the 90s. I said, this is amazing. We have 6 weeks. Now let's build. You guys go and crush it. I'll be right there with you, and I'm always here if you need me. Well, Johnson, we needed you the entire time if you were going to be in part of this storyline. But I think it's the best for the final boss not to be involved in that finish. 6 weeks to plan for that. Okay, so this next paragraph here, I think, is where we get into Rock bearing the creative. I love the finish of Sunday's match. I would have finessed things a little differently in how they got there, but that's just me creatively. There are a lot of minds in the room. That's my thought. But still, ultimately, the bottom line was I love John Cena getting 17. I never had a concern about John pulling this off. My thoughts were always to Cody, because of what we established with him and his story, the kind of babyface he is. So if done right, I think finessed right and nuisanced right down the road, that guy not only has an incredible face run as champion, but just also unheard of rise as a heel down the road. So,
wow. Way to let all the fans down, Rock.
Right, right, for real.
Way to let down all the children that look up to you and want to get those big muscles of yours. Well, what I mean by that is, you know, look like you.
Yeah, we can insert the final boss in the end of this finish, but then where do we go, Johnson said. There's other commitments that I have. I want to be careful that we're not overstepping and leaning over our skis too much here. Can get involved in the finish, but why get involved in that finish when the spotlight should just be on, in my opinion, John 17, heel champion. What does 2025 look like? Okay, so see, this is the thing. He keeps bringing up in here, I don't want to be in the spotlight. I want this to be on John. That's fine. That's not the issue. But then the problem then becomes, why insert yourself in this storyline in the first place if all you're going to do is just pull yourself out in the most inconvenient moment? Listen, if you have other commitments and you want to do other stuff besides WWE, fine. I don't care. No one cares. Whatever. But like this whole idea of like, well, I'm going to be there for like the big moment, but I'm not going to be there for the follow-up. Like, it's just doesn't sit right with me.
Just seems like a bunch of BS and excuses, man. It's like typical WWE, you know, there's always an excuse to go on for every misdeed they do.
Yeah, I know. And then, well, and that WWE week as well was just terrible in terms of their press, because it was definitely a time where what you'll notice last year, right? Remember Triple H came out like after AEW got a hold of Will Ospreay and he chose not to go to WWE, and he had Triple H whining like, well, you see, the reason for that is because people, they're too afraid of the grind. They don't want to come. They don't come work. They want to be in grind or whatever. And it's just like him whining and complaining or whatever, right? Well, this year they took that and they made that into a whole new level. I want to bring up, I think I have Nick Khan's BS on here too. I'm pretty sure.
Oh gosh, Nick Khan.
Hang on.
He's not worth the talk. He's not worth the talk after all the crap he does. I think the question we should be asking ourselves is, who's the worst boss? This new creative or Vince McMahon?
Definitely Vince, but this regime is not much better. Like, I know everybody loves Triple H and thinks that he's like this great guy, but like, I don't think people understand that, like, especially in the late 2010, like in the 2010s and whatnot, a lot of the bad decisions that were happening as well were also under his watch. Like, it was creative ideas that he himself was also coming up with. But a lot of people don't understand that, because what people remember from Triple H is, oh, he did good with NXT and all this stuff, right? And yeah, like NXT was great and all. But you also have to remember as well, like, if anybody that like actually watched NXT back in the day, really the only standout from NXT was their pay-per-views, and they were really good mm-hmm. pay-per-views, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and deny that. But this whole idea of like, oh, Triple H is like this massive savior of wrestling, and under his leadership, like, WWE is so much better. Like, don't get me wrong, it's definitely better than Vince, but I also don't think it's necessarily where it needs to be either. And the mindset of the people back there in the way that they do business, it's still the same. It always has been.
It's so stupid. Like, 5 matches for 3 hours, I'm sorry, that just does not fit in.
I can't find, I thought I had it saved on here, but I guess I don't. But oh yeah, Nick Khan, all right, I got the article here. I'm not going to share it because I have to share something else. But, you know, he obviously rips on AEW, and he essentially says, we don't bench talent, right? Like, you know, oh, we don't let our guys sit on the sidelines, right? We don't let them just sit there and collect paychecks. Well, that is, I hate to call you a liar, Nick Khan, but let's see. Oh, would you look at this? Omos, healthy and ready to go, hasn't had any creative plans.
Let's see. What have they done with him? I've heard about this too. What have they been doing with him? Let's think about this here.
They pulled him from a New Japan, they pulled him from like his Japan shows in Noah, because they said they needed him back in WWE, but he literally has not been on TV in the longest time. They only just put Natalya on TV like a week ago or whatever at the time of this recording. Also, what about like all the people that you released? People like Braun Strowman or like Dakota Kai, Shayna Baszler, Cora Jade. Yeah, like some of these people, man, like that you just sat on the sidelines. Shayna Baszler was another one that you really sat on the sidelines, even though she was sometimes on TV.
Sorry to interrupt you here, but like, speaking of all those free agents, which of them are going to come to AEW now since they're all free?
Ooh, I mean, I think they're going to give Cora Jade a chance, will AEW, assuming if she wants it. I think that Shayna Baszler is another one that could go to AEW. I think Shayna Baszler is going to get like a ton of bookings regardless, because she's just that talented. Good. Yeah. I think Dakota Kai is an interesting one. There is a connection that she has with like DPW or whatever, like the Deadlock indie show or whatever. And for those who like follow Deadlock, I think know what I'm talking about. But so there's definitely a chance for her to do some work there. But obviously, like anywhere that Dakota wants to go, she's going to get bookings. People are going to sign her because she's a really good wrestler. Braun Strowman is the only one where I'm not sure of, because I think he's going to have a very big rate, like a very big asking price for wanting to appear at shows. And I don't know if like, I don't know how many companies are going to meet his demands, but I guess that all just depends. We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, for sure. I definitely think the women's division can get better if they pick up one of these star free agents.
Yes, absolutely. Did you see that they were offering up like $40,000 tickets for SummerSlam? I think it's for like front row, but that's still insane.
Like, seriously, $40,000? Like, what do you expect people to do? This is not the NFL Super Bowl. This is not the NBA Finals. You're like, make it reasonable for your fans, guys. Come on.
Yeah. I know, for real. There is one more thing that I want to show you that I had in my list of things I wanted to talk about. Do you watch Maven's YouTube channel at all? You know, the former wrestler Maven?
Oh my gosh, I've heard of him. I've watched the video of him. Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Did you see the one where he like snuck into AEW?
No, I did not.
So Maven, obviously the former wrestler, right? So when I watched this video, and I think a lot of people probably had the same mindset of like, oh, he's going to expose AEW in this video. He's going to root them out for the ruthless, terrible people that they are, and why this company needs to die. And you know what happened at the very end of this video, DJ?
What?
He puts over how great Tony Khan and AEW are after like sneaking into their facility. Hang on a second. Let me pull this up for you. So
that deserves two thumbs up. I love it when people say that.
Oh, just wait, dude. Trust me, this video is a thing of beauty, and so many people are going to get fake offended over it and whatnot, and I love it. Okay, here we go. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to see the video, but I might be able to at least get you guys the audio later, but here we go.
No clue if he's going to be okay to film me. Right here he is. Tony.
Thank you for coming, Maven.
No, thank you.
It is a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. And congratulations on what you've built. This is an amazing, amazing show.
It's great.
And you got some good talent. I've noticed just...
This is the part.
Forgive me. You get a bad rap because I see how much you care. I see how much you put into this. I see how much you going up to your talent, your guys afterwards, and making sure they're okay. Dude.
Thank you.
Much respect.
Thank you.
I will from here on out go to bat as much as I can.
Thank you.
And be like, you don't see what I see. So congratulations. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Maven. You're welcome anytime.
So what a nice chap that Maven is, man. That was really cool of him to do that and to say that about Tony Khan and whatnot. And like it seemed like he spent a good amount of time there. Like you go and I think in the video he talks with people, I think like Daniel Garcia, he talks with Billy Gunn, like he talks with a whole mess of different people there. And it was a really fun video. So I recommend everybody go and check it out in full over on Maven's YouTube channel. The guy does incredible work over there. But yeah, look at that. Maven praising AEW. Look at that, man.
I wanted to like cry a happy tear because when he's saying that about Tony Khan, I'm like, I knew that since day one. Like, it's nice to see that this is not going unnoticed for once. It was just very happy to see.
Yeah, it's actually nice to hear like a wrestler from yesteryear actually like talking good about Tony Khan and the work that he does for AEW, because it's like, I think sometimes it's so much, it's you hear like the echo chamber, as we always talk about, right? And how loud it is. I don't think people... And I said this before in other episodes, but like people don't understand what AEW has done for the wrestling business, what Tony Khan has done for it. And it's like, listen, it's like you don't have to like AEW. Nobody's sitting here saying that you have to like AEW or that you have to watch it. But like the people that like wish for its downfall and stuff, like I'm telling y'all, you'll have no idea what you're asking for. You might think you do, but you don't.
They really don't. And it's like so good to see like, you know, other former wrestlers appreciate what they're doing because they weren't meant to be like WWE. They were meant to be their own brand.
Yeah. Last bit of news, actually. I thought of one more thing that I was going to talk about. Did you see that WrestleMania was going to return to Vegas for 2 years in a row? Or at least that's what the idea is.
Me.
Yeah, so it's actually interesting because I was trying to figure out like why they would do that. So I found this thing here on Instagram, and I think this is according to the Wrestling Observer. According to the Wrestling Observer, Las Vegas is hurting and is facing serious economic challenges due to a major drop in international tourism, which is why they want to host WrestleMania on a regular basis. It wouldn't be every year, but the city could host it frequently, especially in the years that isn't already hosting events like the Super Bowl or NCAA championships.
Okay, so... Wait, but that takes away the whole thing because, you know, it was like, oh, where's WrestleMania going to be? It's just going to be stupid.
Yep.
It's like, oh, it's always going to be at Vegas now. Like,
yep.
What's the point of getting excited for it when you know where it's going
to
be?
See, I think this is only going to make people not want to go to WrestleMania more because especially when you're in Vegas and stuff, right? Like, So let's actually take into account first, WrestleMania weekend. You not only have WrestleMania, you have all of the indie shows that go on that weekend, right? Like you'll have like big indie events that gather around the area for WrestleMania weekend. You've got WrestleCon, you've got WrestleMania Access. I'm sure there's going to be like NXT takeovers in there, Raw, SmackDown. So if you're like paying money for all this stuff, that's an expensive trip already. And then take into account all of the stuff that Las Vegas has to offer, right? Like we're talking the gambling, the theater events, all this stuff, right? UFC, football, all this, right? Like at the end of the day, people aren't going to pay the money to do that every year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Unless like, it's not going to happen there.
No. And even then, even like still, it's expensive. Even there, like that stuff is expensive. And that's why I love too that like AEW, they were actually putting out promos lately about like how affordable their ticket sales were. And I'm like, that's what you got to do. Like, that's how you get more people interested in your product. WWE wants to raise tickets. Well, you've got AEW over here. It's like, okay, well, if you guys are kind of sick and tired of all this BS corporate nonsense that WWE's pulling with how expensive their tickets are, you guys want to come bring your family to an affordable wrestling show? This is the place to be.
It is, honestly. Like, seriously, it wouldn't surprise me if WrestleMania tickets were $100,000 in the future.
when they do WrestleMania on the moon, right? Like, whenever they do something crazy like that. Well, you know what, TJ? I think that's all of the news bits that I have here for today. Do you want to get into our draft?
Yes, sir. So, we talked about this earlier. I'm going to be Raw. He's going to be the general manager of SmackDown. And because he got the first pick in the AEW draft, I'll get the first pick in the WWE draft, and then we're going to do the 25 picks again, I think, right?
Yeah, so we're going to do them in sets of five, right? So we'll go through our first five, and then we'll recap, and then, you know, go into our next five. So there's going to be five rounds. Each round has five picks.
Sounds good. And if it's all right, man, I'm so eager. I've been waiting for this all week, man. I did, you know, some draft simulations. I'm ready to go, man.
Oh, dang. Okay. All right, Vet, let's do this.
All right.
You want to start with your first pick, then?
I already know my first pick.
Okay.
Rhea Ripley.
Ooh, okay. You came out of the gate swinging. Okay. So, yeah.
I've always been a fan of her since NXT. I got to get my girl.
All right. Rhea Ripley is going over to Monday Night Raw. DJ's Monday Night Raw. Weren't they supposed to do a WWE draft recently on TV? I don't think they ever did.
I thought so, but that might be like in another week or two, probably. I don't know. I just know they're being stupid right now.
Yeah, I haven't really been paying attention much to what WWE's been doing. Like I saw a little bit of Saturday night's main event last night because it was on, and I was like, okay, like I might as well just kind of check this out for a little bit. But yeah, no, nothing really intrigued me that much.
Honestly, the Saturday main event just seems like a filler to me.
Actually, you know what the funniest part about the Saturday night's main event was during the Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest cage match, Jesse Ventura's on commentary. And after like Priest walks out of the cage to win the match or whatever, like Jesse Ventura goes on like this massive, like quick rant about how like you can't walk. Why do you walk out the door? Like that's so stupid. And I'm like, thank you, Jesse Ventura. I've only been saying this for 15 effing years at this point that the cage finish of walking out the door is so stupid. So I'm glad that somebody else acknowledged it. Like, thank the Lord.
Is it just me or does seeing WWE creative at feel like watching a little child?
Yeah, it does. It legitimately, yeah. Funny, CM Punk, right? I'm tired and I'm old and I work with freaking children.
Yep. That's what I thought of right away.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, you know what? With that being said, it is time for me to get into my first pick of the WWE draft. So you picked Rhea Ripley. That is an interesting one. So for my number one pick in the draft, I'm going to go with the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Okay, I respect it.
He actually came back last night at Saturday night's main event. That was one of the things I think that happened. I think he's teaming with Jey Uso at the next pay-per-view against John Cena.
It's gonna be a stupid match, I feel like.
At least Travis Scott's not in there. That's the only plus side for me.
Oh, I love Travis Scott. You know, I love
get
him
out of here.
Wasted.
I know you're trolling me.
What are you talking about? I listen to Travis Scott.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad somebody on this podcast does. Well, anyway, so your number two pick.
Yep. Number two will be AJ Styles.
Ooh, okay. I should also point out as well that champions will apply in this, right? To what they were. Yeah, yeah. So kind of like our AEW draft as well.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see. Sometimes WWE goes through periods where it's like, we're going to have like year-long record-breaking champions, and other times it's like really short reign. So we'll see if like by the time this goes out, there's any title changes. But all right, AJ Styles for you. Okay. In that case, for my number two pick, I am going to pick the current women's world champion, Io Sky.
I respect it. That's a good pick.
As my number two. And remember, we'll have a poll up as well, you guys, where you guys can vote who you think had the better roster. You know what I'm saying? So anybody that wants to put in their votes for that, we'll have the post up, and we'll have the roster posted as well. So if you guys can't remember who we all picked in here, we'll have that all written out for you guys. Make sure you guys vote when the time comes.
My next pick. I will take the women's tag team champions, Liv Morgan and Raquel.
Oh, okay. The women's tag team champions, Liv and Raquel. All right. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. With my third pick, who do I want to go with? Oh, you know what? I think I also realize I keep forgetting about all the rules and stuff that we were laying out before. So with this roster page that we printed out, it has like all the WWE roster people on it from like all the different shows, including the recently acclaimed Triple A. So Triple A guys are eligible in this draft. I should point that out there. So like Raw, SmackDown, NXT, LFG, I think there's even like Evolve guys on here too, if you really want to pick a guy from Evolve. Like, so at the end of the day, everybody is up for grabs in this tournament, man. So very, very interesting. So for my number three, so you picked up a tag team with your last pick. I think I'm going to pick up a tag team myself in the current, or actually, no, they're not even champions right now, but I'm picking them up anyway. The Motor City Machine Guns.
They should still be champions right now. I'm so mad.
Yeah, they should be champions. Like, that's how talented these guys are.
WWE doesn't know what to do with them. Well, in my professional opinion, they should be in AEW right now with the Young Bucks.
Yeah, dude, that'd have been a fun one.
Same with this guy right here, who I'm about to pick.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to screw him up because I have a lot of criticisms. I probably said it every podcast we've done. I want my boy Penta. He will be my heavyweight champion.
All right, so you've got Penta on your roster. So I could also see here you going after one half of one of the best tag teams in the world with the Lucha Brothers. However, the Lucha Brothers have not officially tag teamed yet in WWE, hence why you got to pick them as singles guys. So DJ got himself Penta. Well, with my number four pick, I'm picking Rey Fénix.
I respect it. It's all good.
Shout out Rey Fénix, the man who is, I feel like, has just taken nothing but pinfalls as of late in this company.
I feel so bad for the Lucha Bros. They deserve better.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so this is the last pick of the first round for you. Who you got?
Oh, man, there's so many good picks.
There are.
Gotta look through my list. I know who I'm getting. It's Tiffy time.
Ah, Tiffany Stratton. Okay, good pick. Very good pick. I was going to pick her up eventually.
She's doing good right now.
Oh, dude, she's killing it.
Her promo on SmackDown, bro, that was a good one.
I didn't see it.
It was at Bliss and Flair. She called them ancient or vintage.
Damn.
Yeah,
okay. They're not even that old, but that's funny. I wonder if that was meant to be like a troll move or whatever on like the people that were like bitching and moaning that Alexa was old. And like, oh, she was really old and she beat Chelsea Green, and like Chelsea Green's a year older than Alexa Bliss. It's like, man, y'all are idiots. Y'all are actual idiots.
Okay. I swear, some people do not know wrestling when they watch WWE, I swear.
No, hell no. Okay, so with my my next pick for the first round, I'm gonna pick the current United States heavyweight champion, Jacob Fatu.
Huh, that was gonna be my next pick, actually. So good pick.
All right. So with that, we'll recap the first rounds. I say we both got pretty good first rounds on our hands, if I do say so myself.
I agree.
For DJ's Monday Night Raw, we've got Rhea Ripley, AJ Styles, Liv and Raquel, the current women's tag team champions, Penta, and the current WWE Women's Champion, Tiffany Stratton. My version of SmackDown has Cody Rhodes, the Women's World Champion, Io Sky, the Motor City Machine Guns, Rey Fénix, and the United States Champion, Jacob Fatu. I think that's a good first round right there for the both of us.
Agreed, man. So good.
All right, who do you want to go with for round number two?
The Dog, Bron Breakker.
Oh, good pick. Good pick. That he was on my radar for round two, I'm not gonna lie.
I've been watching his highlights, bro. He's a stud.
Dude, he's so good. He's gonna be if they don't do him and Seth at WrestleMania next year with Braun going over and becoming the champion, like there is something wrong with this company. I mean, there already is, but there will be even more wrong. Okay. Well, you know what? With my number six, let's see, who do we got here? You know what? He's a big boy. He's not always around, but you know what? When he is around, big things happen. I'm going to pick the tribal chief, the head of the table. I'm going Roman Reigns.
Enjoy having him for half the year.
I know. That's just it. It's like maybe not worth, but at the end of the day, it's Roman Reigns, right? Like whenever he shows up, it is a big fight feel. So you know what? I'll take him. I'll gladly take him.
My next pick will be the architect himself, Seth Rollins.
Ooh, all right. So Braun and Seth going back to back picks. All right. I respect it.
We're going to make Raw a 5-star show, not a 2-star show these days.
Well, with my pick number 7, I am going to pick the Ring General, Gunther.
Oh, he better beat up Logan Paul, man. I hate Logan Paul so much.
That you tapped out stuff is going to follow him for a while. And WWE have no one to blame but themselves. All right, what's your 8th pick?
No, we're doing so good on the men's side. Drew McIntyre.
Ooh, he was on my radar for this round too. Nice. Drew McIntyre. That's a big one, man. That's a heavy hitter right there.
He lost to Damian Priest, but I believe he's got potential.
Oh, dude, he's got more than potential. He's killing it right now. That man is for sure. Okay, well, you know what? I think it's time that I add to my women's division because I've got the women's world champion Io Sky. I'm going to pick the person that she had a really good match with not too long ago, but then it was kind of ruined by a DQ and everything. And someone that I've had my eyes on for a little while, and that being Stephanie Vaquer.
Ooh, she's good.
She won both titles in NXT, right? Both of the women's titles down there? Yeah.
I haven't paid attention to NXT that much, honestly.
Yeah, same, dude. I don't really know much of what... I know, like, Jordynne Grace is there now, and I feel like she should be on the main roster, and I know they've got Julia.
Like, seriously, let's make NXT another main show at this point. It's not making it, you know, the minor league show.
No, they can't. It changes on the day, right? Like, if they beat AEW, then it's a third brand. If they lose to them, it's a developmental show. So it depends on the day you see, DJ.
Oh, I find it offensive that they think NXT can overtake AEW. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, because it's a third brand. And then they lose to them. And, oh, well, they beat our developmental. Good for them. That's Triple H for you. Yeah.
Anyways, so my next pick, I'm going with Jade Cargill.
Ooh, okay. All right, I see you there.
I feel like Jade, she was taking the Hollywood route and why she left AEW, but she's not doing bad over there.
No, I haven't really heard much of what Jade Cargill's doing over there. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I haven't heard much of what she's doing lately.
We know was that her and Naomi were fighting and that was it.
Sure. Okay. Very well. Okay. Well, you know what? I do need a world champion on my show. I need somebody. Yeah, so you know what? You know what? Oh, who do I want? Okay. You know what? I know he's only around for a year, but we're going to maximize him while he is here for the rest of the year. I'm going to take the WWE champion, John Cena.
All right. I respect that.
All right. Who you got, man?
Champion in NXT. And once again, another former AEW guy, Ricky Saints.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Ricky Saints was on my radar for a little bit later in the draft, but now that you have taken him here, that takes him off the table. He's the North American champion right now?
Yeah, North American.
Okay. Well, for my last pick of the second round, you know what? I'm going to take him now. The man, I had my eye on him for like the entire draft. And I was like, all right, are you going to pick him before me? Or if I'm going to pick him, I'm going to go with probably the only acquisition that I will ever make on this list from AAA. And that is Vikingo.
Awesome, man. Good pickup.
Yeah, Vikingo's coming over to my show. So that sums up, or that ends round two of the draft, round two of five. So, man, dude, this is a big round for both of us. You got Bron Breakker, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Jade Cargill, and Ricky Saints. And I got Roman Reigns, Gunther, Stephanie Vaquer, John Cena, and Vikingo. That is a crazy second round of a draft, man.
Bro, I would love to play as in the video game right now with these rosters.
maybe we'll have to do like a GM mode or something sometime, you and me, like we face should. Each other. Yeah,
that'd be fun. Round three, wow, it's going quick, man.
I know, we're already through two rounds, man. It's crazy.
All right, I gotta go with him. Main event Jey Uso,
the world champion. Main event Jey Uso is going over to Monday Night Raw. All right,
need some champions over there.
Indeed. Well, you know what? You talk about champions, DJ. I'm going to take not one champion, but two champions, a tag team, if you will. I am going to take, oh my gosh, and I'm just realizing that they're not the champions. Oh, I like completely ruined my own bit.
Funny.
You know what? I'm going to take them anyway. I'm taking the War Raiders because they're cool, and I love those guys.
I like watching them. Nothing wrong with them.
Dude, they had like them as like in like freaking New Japan was great. Them in NXT was great. Them on the main roster, not so much, but those guys are great. So I'm taking them.
I'm surprised she's still on the board, but I got to take her.
Yeah.
I feel like, man, Dirty Dom, he's the luckiest guy out there. Roxanne Perez.
Ooh, okay. Roxanne Perez. That's a good one.
You get where I was getting at with Dominic Mysterio?
That dude just gets all the ladies, man. I don't know how he does it.
His wife is one patient lady. I will say that much.
Yeah, she seems pretty, from what all the stories I've heard, she seems pretty cool about a lot of that stuff. Well, you know what, then? For my next pick, I'm also going to take, for the women's division, I'm going to take the man, Becky Lynch.
She's been sucking these days.
She just got back. She just got back. You know what I'm saying? Give her a chance.
She was a tag champion for like, you know, a day.
A day. To what end? But yeah. Dude, so many people were going to like watch this and be like, all they're doing is shitting on WWE. It's like, we'll make a better product.
Please.
Or maybe we'll do it for you. Like, whatever. Like,
that's just,
okay. Anyway, going into your next pick, who you got?
He's been a hit in NXT, and I swear they better not screw this man up. Joe Hendry.
Ooh, okay. I don't know. You know what? We'll count that. I was going to say, I don't know if Joe Hendry is officially signed to NXT, but he may as well be at this point because of how much he's there. So yeah, you know what? You can take Joe Hendry. I'm cool with that.
Okay. He's on the roster.
Yeah, that's fine. You can take him. That's cool.
Thank you.
Let's see. Who do I want to take here? Ooh, okay. I know who I want to take next. I'm going to go picking from NXT as well. So, like, you know, like you, man, I don't really watch too much NXT, but from the clips that I've seen of this dude looks like a bad mother effer that when you bring up him up to the main roster, I hope he is just like this absolute killer. And that is the current NXT world champion, Obafemi.
Bro, that dude is good. That's a good pickup.
Dude, he looks like a million bucks, man. Like that dude, I hope they make him into a star when he comes up.
They better not waste him like they have with other talent.
With everybody else. I know. That's my worry. That is 100% my worry. But dude is, shout out Obafemi.
Oh, man. Since you're going to NXT, got to go with my boy, Trick Williams.
Ah, whoop that Trick. All right. I see you.
I watched him in NXT. That dude is electrifying. Please don't screw him up, WWE.
Yes, please. Don't do it. For my number 14, who do I want to? I'm going to go back to picking for the women's division. I am going to take, there's still a couple good ones out there. I'm going to take Bayley.
All right. I respect that.
I'm going to take Bayley.
Good pickup.
Yeah. Massive fan of Bayley over here. I think we both are.
Oh, yeah. I will admit, I do miss her hugging gimmick, but after seeing a recent interview, I get why she wanted to let go of that.
Yeah, same. Well, and you know what as well? It's like there's so many like weirdo fans out there and stuff. Oh gosh, what was this story I just recently found? But like somebody tried to like kiss somebody.
Oh,
like one of the women's wrestlers.
Saraya.
Yes. Dude, I'm like, when I heard that, I'm like, dude, people are just effing weird. Like, why? Do you want to get into your 14th pick then?
Alexa Bliss.
Ooh, all right. Alexa Bliss going over to Monday Night Raw for DJ. Okay. I think somewhere in here, we actually, I think we switched orders a little bit. I'm just realizing because I think you were, yeah, because you were supposed to go first. This was your 14th pick, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you were, because I already had my 14th pick. But you weren't going to pick Bailey anyway, right?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, yeah. So, all right, we'll just kind of keep that as is then. So if you want to do your 15th now, and then I'll do mine.
All right. I will take the SmackDown Men's Champs, Ciampa and Gargano.
I have written down here that the Street Profits are the tag team champions, unless I'm wrong.
I have no clue, man. I'm honestly, also take Gargano.
This is going so well.
I'll take Gargano and Ciampa still. I don't care. I get stars.
That's fine. Yeah, because I was thinking that too. I'm like, oh, the War Raiders are the champs, right? But I guess not. No, I think DIY, I think the New Day are the Raw champions, and yeah, the Street Profits are the tag, are the SmackDown champions. Well, moving on from that, I'm gonna go with my last pick of this round here. I am gonna pick up, you know what, she's still on the board. I'm gonna take Bianca Belair.
Oh, I forgot about her. She's good.
Yeah, Bianca is great. I got a really strong women's division here again. Confident about that. Yeah. So if we're going, so summing up round three pretty quickly here, you got for Monday Night Raw, DJ, the world champion Jey Uso, Roxanne Perez, Joe Hendry, Alexa Bliss, and DIY. And I got the War Raiders, Becky Lynch, Oba Femi, Bayley, and Bianca Belair.
I like it.
Yeah. All right, let's move into round number four.
I'm surprised he's still on the board. He's the luckiest man alive out there. Give me Dominic Mysterio, IC champ.
Dominic Mysterio, okay. Well, you know what, DJ? You picked up the men's Intercontinental Champion. For my next pick, I'm going to pick up the women's Intercontinental Champion in Lyra Valkyria.
Good counter. She's a good pickup.
She is. Lyra's, I think, doing pretty good right now. I watched her match against Becky at the pay-per-view. I was surprised that she won, but I'm happy she did.
She's a good wrestler. They just keep wasting her talent.
Well, I think it's just the problem with a lot of the mid-card champions is they don't really do much with them. I think like right now, Jacob Fatu is like the only exception to that rule, just because of like how freaking crazy the dude is. Dude, Jacob Fatu could be the world champion right now. Like, who am I kidding? Like, forget about him being the U.S. champion. Dude should be like world champion at this point.
It's just like Liv Morgan. They have to put a title on them somehow.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, we don't want him having the main title. Quick, put a tag title on them, or put an intercontinental title on them. Put something on them.
Yeah, it's just like, we got to have a title on them somehow.
Yeah. All right. Well, who are you going to go with next for your next pick?
I am doing this because I love trolling you so much. Okay. I want the guy who is so awesome, and I love watching him on YouTube with his brother. Give me Logan Paul.
Okay, well, yeah, that's fine. You can take Logan Paul because I had no intention on drafting him.
Yeah, so I love his talent in the ring, but I hate him as a person.
Yeah, I'm not denying that Logan Paul isn't, you know, decent in the ring. Yeah, like in terms of like the celebrity people that have come in or whatever, like he's decent. Probably one of the better ones, I would say. But yeah, no, you can have him. So for my next pick, I'm going to pick up a tag team. And no, not the tag team champions, but a team that I think is really, really good. And that's the team of Nathan Frazier and Axiom, also known as Fraxium.
Hmm. I heard of them.
I like those guys. I've, you know, seen a little bit of like their highlights and stuff from like their tag matches down in NXT. And I'd say like they're probably like really like some of the, you know, the few standouts in the men's division that they had over there until they brought them up to the main roster.
So then my next pickup. They just came back. They are pretty good. I'll take the whole Wyatt family. That's good.
The Wyatt Six? You know what? We can count that. Yeah. You want the Wyatt Six? That's cool. You can take the Wyatt Six.
I'll take them.
Good pickup. So that'll consist of Uncle Howdy, Bo Dallas, Eric Rowan, Joe Gacy, Dexter Loomis, and Nikki Cross, right?
Yeah, all that group.
Okay, we'll count that. That's cool.
Awesome.
Okay, I know who I'm going to pick up for my 18th pick. This is a man that's in NXT, and I got to shout out my friend Miles for introducing me to this guy, because him and I, like, he's a big DPW guy, and I started watching some, like, DPW from him as well, and just, like, how talented this dude is at such a young age. I'm picking up Javon Evans.
Ooh, that guy's good.
He is, oh, dude, that dude is, like, dude's gonna have, like, an incredible career behind him. Legitimately, this man should be, like, the youngest NXT world champion ever. Like, they should crown him, like, within the next year, make him the youngest champion, and, yeah, let's just get the ball rolling from there.
They better not waste him.
I know, that's just it.
So, moving on to the next pick here.
All right.
I'll take him. I'm gonna take Aleister Black, another former AEW guy.
Okay, Aleister Black, formerly in WWE as well. Everybody's from somewhere, but yeah. Dude, Aleister Black's run in NXT. Oh, that was...
I loved, like, that run.
Incredible, yeah. I'm going to now continue to add to my already, what I think is an already stacked women's division. For my number 19th pick, I am picking up Julia.
Ooh, she's good.
I don't even know what she's doing right now. I remember she, like, lost, like, her and Roxanne came up, like, to the main roster as a tag team, and then they, like, lost a couple matches, and I was like, oh, what good that did. Like, come on, guys.
Hey, they could be a 24-hour champion like Lyra and Becky.
No, oh, yeah, right? Yeah, let's just give them another 24-hour reign. That's what everyone wants to see. Okay, what's your last pick of the fourth round for you, DJ?
The fact that she's still on the board amazes me. Charlotte Flair, the queen.
Oh, okay. I see. I actually completely forgot that Charlotte was still on the board. Of course, Charlotte Flair. That's a good pickup.
We're gonna give her a run.
She's only had like 16 runs before that, but I get you.
Hey, she's Vince's girl. You know, we got to give her a run. Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, we need Charlotte Flair. Yeah, that's. Ooh, okay. I know who I'm picking up for the last pick of this round. I'm adding once again to my women's division. Give me Jordynne Grace.
Good pickup.
Yeah, man. Jordynne Grace had an incredible run in TNA.
Once again, another person who should have gone AEW.
Yeah, I wish she would have. She would have been great there. But also, we say that, but we also wanted Deonna Purrazzo in AEW so bad. She's there, and, like, what's she doing right now? You know?
I mean, she's part of the Vendetta.
Well, yeah, but, like, she's not actually, like, on TV every week. I think she might be doing some stuff in Ring of Honor right now, so she's at least doing something, I think. Don't quote me on that, but, yeah, why? She should be on AEW more, and she should be, like, one of the champions at this point, but I digress.
At this point, I'm just praying she just gets to be a TBS champion. I'd be happy. She'd be on TV more often.
Yeah, for sure. That ends round four, so let's kind of just recap here. So you got the men's Intercontinental Champion, Dominic Mysterio. You got Logan Paul, the Wyatt Six, Aleister Black, and Charlotte Flair. And then for my picks, I got the women's Intercontinental Champion in Lyra Valkyria. I got Fraxium, Javon Evans, Julia, and Jordynne Grace.
Good round.
Yeah, for sure.
So for my first pick of the last round, I'll take them. If they are champions, because, you know, it sucks so bad, I'll take the Street Profits.
They are I believe, the WWE Tag Team Champions, they're now called. It's like the WWE Champs and then the World Champs. If you picked up, I was just realizing as well, I need myself a pair of Tag Team Champions. So you got yourself the Street. I said the Street Fighters, not the Street Profits. I wrote down my fighters. Notes. They are. Yeah, for sure. But you picked yourself up the Champs and the Street Profits. I'm going to pick up the other set of champions. I'm going to pick up the New Day.
You know, they're not bad without Big E, I'll say. I like Kofi and Xavier's heel run.
Yeah, I just I wish they would have done a better follow-up to that angle that they had like 6 months ago at Survivor Series or whatever. But yeah, they're great as a heel team.
Yeah, they are. I will take Zelina Vega.
Ooh, the current women's U.S. champion, I believe.
Yes, she is.
Zelina Vega. That's a good pickup.
Appreciate it.
Oh, I know who I'm going with. All right. This dude has, like, gotten himself massively over in the last couple of months or so, and people have been demanding that this dude get more TV time. I'm picking up Karrion Kross.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not the only one. That dude is getting wasted so much.
I'll admit, like, I haven't always been, like, the biggest Karrion Kross supporter, but, like, at the end of the day, it's like, when someone's over, someone's over. Like, you can't deny that. And it feels like WWE is very much trying to deny that and not, like, give him something, man. Give this dude something, but...
Give him a big title. I don't care. Give him something.
Yeah, for real, for real. So, yeah, I'm taking Karrion Kross as part of my roster.
Oh, I forgot about him. Oh, I know who I'm picking up.
All right.
Sheamus.
Ooh, that's a good one. I actually forgot about Sheamus myself. That's a good pickup.
You should see his YouTube channel, Celtic Workout. Very good.
You know what? I actually have seen some of those videos. Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're pretty cool.
Ooh, okay. I see someone on the list that I want. I actually can't believe he's still on here. I'm going with Sami Zayn.
Good pickup. He could join Seth Rollins' group.
Potentially. Yeah, I guess he could. Looks like we got two more picks each of us here.
Two more? Oh, man. Just felt like we started. With my second last pick, I need to reunite him with his former manager in a mixed tag team match, Andrade.
Ah, okay. Andrade.
And plus, I feel like he deserves better booking than what he has been given.
Okay, you know what, DJ? Since you were able to take the Wyatt Six, am I eligible to draft Chelsea Green and her faction of Alba Fire and Piper Niven?
Take them.
Okay, cool. Then that's who I'm going to take. I don't even know if they have a group name, but they are a faction, and they've been a faction for a minute.
Yeah,
so
they have.
We can count that.
Okay, I will gladly let you take that.
All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, man. This is your last pick.
Last pick. I lost who I was going to pick up. I got to look through my list. Wow. I forgot she was on the board. She breaks people. She hurts people. I want Nia Jax as my last pick.
Okay. That's a big pickup for your last pick. You know what? For my last pick, I'm going to get a little creative here. I'm going to pick someone that I like. I think she's on Evolve right now, but I don't know, like, what if I look up WWE new contracts? People that know will know what I'm talking about. Like, their new program where, like, they brought in, like, you know, talent, indie talent or whatever they're, you know, come from, they offer them a contract, and then they, like, can wrestle for WWE or whatever, but, like, in certain indie shows, but then, you know, can't wrestle for AEW or whatnot. You guys know, but I'm taking Kylie Rae. She's a part of that, and I am a massive fan of hers.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
So I'm taking, for my last pick, I'm taking Kylie Rae.
Great pickup, man.
Yeah. So for round five, you got the WWE Tag Champions, the Street Profits, the Women's U.S. Champion, Selena Vega, Sheamus, Andrade, and Nia Jax. And then I picked up the WWE World Tag Team Champions, the New Day, Karrion Kross, Sami Zayn, Chelsea Green's faction, which consists of her, Alba Fire, and Piper Niven, and then I picked up Kylie Rae as my last pick.
My quick question, didn't Alba Fire get released?
Oh, did she?
I thought I heard something about Alba Fire getting released.
Or I think that was her partner, wasn't it?
Oh, crap. Yeah, I forget her name.
Yeah, oh, what's her name? Yeah, I don't remember. Isla Dawn. Isla Dawn. That's what
I'm thinking of.
Yes, she got released. She got released.
Oh, okay.
But Alba, I believe, is still there. She's been with Chelsea. So if I'm going to go through our rosters here one more time before we wrap this up. So you got on Monday Night Raw, DJ, Rhea Ripley, AJ Styles, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, the women's tag champs, Penta, the WWE Women's Champion, Tiffany Stratton, Braun Breaker, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Jade Cargill, Ricky Saints, the World Champion Jey Uso, Roxanne Perez, Joe Hendry, Alexa Bliss, DIY, the Intercontinental Champion Dominic Mysterio, Logan Paul, Wyatt Six, Aleister Black, Charlotte Flair, the WWE Tag Team Champions, the Street Profits, the U.S. Women's Champion Zelina Vega, Sheamus, Andrade, and Nia Jax. It's a pretty good roster. Pretty good roster.
I like it.
But for my roster, I got Cody Rhodes, I see what you're doing there. Cody Rhodes, the Women's World Champion Io Sky, the Motor City Machine Guns, Rey Fénix, Jacob Fatu, the United States Champion, Roman Reigns, Gunther, Stephanie Vaquer, the WWE Champion John Cena, Vikingo, War Raiders, Becky Lynch, Oba Femi, Bayley, Bianca Belair, the Women's Intercontinental Champion Lyra Valkyria, Fraxium, Javon Evans, Julia, Jordan Grace, the World Tag Team Champions The New Day, Karrion Kross, Sami Zayn, Chelsea Green's Faction, and Kylie Rae. Those are two pretty good rosters, if I do say so myself.
Couldn't agree more.
Very curiously, I would say probably the biggest name still left on the board, obviously, besides like people from the Judgment Day or someone like Damian Priest, CM Punk. Not getting drafted. We left him on the board.
We don't want that toxic old man culture. You know, like I'm working with a bunch of kids here.
I'm tired and I'm old and I work with children.
Yep.
Sitting there eating a muffin on the press conference. So that's going to wrap us up for today. You guys are going to have to let us know in the comments below who you thought had the better roster. And we'll make sure to put up a poll as well. Make sure you guys vote on the poll.
Please vote.
We'll put that up within like a day or so of this episode going out. So make sure you guys are staying tuned for that and voting who you thought had the better roster. DJ, you got any closing thoughts?
Vote for the better roster and let us know in the comments if you want to see a video game of this.
Maybe we'll have to like do some kind of like 2K thing or something with my GM. We'll have to see. But yeah, that's going to wrap us up for today, you guys. Like this video, subscribe to the channel, share this video with others to help support the channel, and we will see you guys in the next one.
Peace out.